from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
It is story time with Joey Harrington. No Isaac Ropp this week, and I know before I have questions for Joey, Joey has questions about Ropp.
Why? I mean, why even employ him at this point? Like, that's my question, is between, like, Kansas and golf and Vegas and COVID and then fake COVID and then, like, calling out that, oh, it was the 4th of July, and then he came back. That's what, like, I seriously have talked to the guy one time in the last 2 months. What's the point?
Well, I've talked to him, like, 3 times, and I work with him every day. So, you know, I got that going for me.
And we get a nice text every now and again, but yeah. You know, he is down on the California Peninsula at Pebble Beach.
Oh boy!
Yeah, I texted him last night and I asked him, "Are you just playing Pebble?" And he said, "No, I'm playing Spyglass in Spanish Bay too."
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Okay, let's back this up here. So he is. This is like a company trip, this is a buddy's trip, because I mean, let's call a spade here. It's not, if you're going to play Pebble, right, and you know, apparently talking about finances is generally frowned upon, but we're throwing this out here. You can't make a tee time at Pebble unless you stay on property.
Yes.
For a minimum of 3 nights. And the cheap, last time I checked, like 8 years ago, the cheapest room on property is like $900 a night. So we'll call it $1,000, right? So that's $3,000 in just lodging. You got to get yourself down there. Tee times there, what, are now like $700 a piece? You know, like, what are we going on? Like, does he have like a sugar daddy going on? Like, what's happening here? Or do radio hosts just, are they, new media deal.
Mm. Well, the other thing is that the Asahi brand is growing.
It's taken off.
That's exactly like the Asahi brand with the new NBA media deal they've gotten looped into that whole thing, huh?
Yeah, because it's not a radio thing, because I have a tee time this weekend as well. I don't know if you've heard of this esteemed course that I'm playing, Rose City, I believe, and it's very exclusive. So me and Ropp are going to be doing the same thing this weekend, just at slightly different courses.
Well, those of us who grew up in the area, we just call it the Rose, right?
You know, yeah, the Rose.
Just like they call it Pebble.
It's just the Rose.
Yeah,
you know, exactly.
Just going to the Rose.
He claims. Well, enough about Ropp. Like he misses out. Like, okay, good. Like I can't do this anymore. He's not gonna, if he doesn't want to be here, then screw him. You know, he's not gonna rain on our parade.
We can talk about you becoming an owner of the Thorns.
Yes.
Do you have like, I need to know what perks, because as someone that gets thorny at almost every game, I need to know now, do I have exclusive ins with the owner of the Portland Thorns?
exclusive in, well, if Rob keeps on missing our Friday appointments, then I guess it would be exclusive.
That's right.
And by owner, look, let's call a spade here, right? We're dropping a pebble into the lake here in terms of the ownership stake. However, it was kind of a fun thing that's been in the works for a while. And, I just loved the idea of being invested in Portland, being invested in the fabric of Portland sports. I'm sure there's plenty of questions, and I'll do the best I can to answer.
But, technically now, are you a owner of the Portland Thorns?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes, the technical answer is yes. Now, I don't believe that they make decimal points small enough to quantify the ownership stake. However, that is a factual statement.
Walk me through then, like, how it went about. Because I saw that, and I thought it was really cool. Like I said, I've really grown over the last couple of years to really love going to those games and, like you said, being part of the city. But that kind of walked me through how that happened, because a kid from the area, that's pinch myself type of stuff.
It really is, and it's a longer story than I think we have time for in story time. It was a process, and you know, it kind of started with. a conversation I was having with Jeff Atenella as soon as they announced that the Thorns were up for sale. And I jokingly said to him, I was like, hey, you know, you and me, let's go do it. And on a serious note, I said, you know what, this new ownership group would do well to have some sort of local representation, some sort of boots on the ground, because look, Portland's different, right? Portland's, there is a the way I described it is it's as loyal as Philly, as loyal as Boston, but just more of like a Grateful Dead kind of loyal. You know, it's got a different flavor to it. And so I said, you know, they'd be really smart to have some sort of local connection in this ownership group. And, you know, sure enough, I was contacted by a friend's, you know, about a month later, and the conversation started in terms of putting a group together that would represent Oregon, you know, and you know, my call to Ashton, you know, it was, I mean, he is literally the greatest athlete in the history of the world, and Breanne is such an incredible representation of women in sports. I mean, you know, she's an Olympic medalist herself. Yeah. So, like, to have Ashton and Breanne as part of this group is amazing. Like, it was a process, though. I mean, there were hurdles, there were all sorts of exclusionary clauses, and in the end. Yeah, I ended up signing on a dotted line, and you know, like I said, I'm just hoping to be a reference point, right? You know, so when the Bethal family asks, you know, what should we do? Like, what do you think would work best? Or here's what we're thinking. Or conversely, you know, if there's something going on, you know, in the stands or on the streets, or you know, hey, here's what Portland is thinking, and here's what I think would go a long ways in terms of making this. Because let me take a step back. All of our goals is to make the Portland Thorns the greatest women's football club in the world, right? And so what are the steps to go about making that happen while also making sure that this city is represented and that we do right by Portland along the way? You know, and that is, I mean, I think if you know me, that has always been at the core of who I am and at the core of what I want to do, whether it's, you know, football and at U of O, or whether it's, you know, my foundation. It's like everything that I do is poured into this city and this state. And so it's going to be a lot of fun to be a representative of Portland and make sure that the decisions that are made for this club are made in the best interest of the city.
Well, two things. One, it hurts my feelings that you reached out to the world's greatest athlete and not the two-time All-Mountain West center from the late 90s. So let's just get that out of the way.
Well,
and two, just saying, hurts my feelings.
Okay.
And, you know, if you need someone that has experience in making policy with Portland Soccer, I want you to know that me and my friend, we are responsible. When you go down now, popcorn in the Lexus Lounge at the Thorns and Timbers games, that's me. I did that. I've already created policy.
He's got a track record,
I've got
Joey.
A track record of getting things done, Joey.
Well, I thought you were actually going to say, when you go down into the Lexus Lounge, there's a sign that says something that you can't do with popcorn. I was like, what did you do? Did you seriously get in trouble? But no, so you got popcorn at the Lexus Lounge?
Yeah, this is a true story. So my buddy, who I just Cato Caitlin, he's got a field suite down there. So if you're ever down at the Mac end, like the last little four tabletop right there, like where they take the corner kicks, that's Hawthorne yep. Liquor. That's us. Me and my buddy are down there for all right. the games. And our one complaint, well, actually we have many, but our big one was.
Well, now you have an ear with ownership.
Now so. I got an ear with ownership. So we went down there, and for years, they didn't have popcorn. They have a really good food spread. They got a full bar, all of that stuff. But no popcorn. If you wanted popcorn, you had to walk up into the stands and buy it. It wasn't included. And we thought that was ridiculous. And so we set out our mission. We were like, we're going to change this. And then one night we were at the Kell's Smoker, the St. Paddy's Day.
Yep. The boxing.
Yeah, the boxing thing. And me and my buddy, we had had a few. And we happened to be sitting next to some people from the Timbers and the Thorns. They had a table. Needless to say, over several glasses of Tullamore Dew, we let our feelings be known. And that night, they're like, hey, here's my number. Call and text me next time you go to a game. And we kind of pushed our agenda. And sure enough, we go to the next game, and I get a text message from one of the people over there, Todd Spear, who was like, hey, you might want to go check at the far end of the buffet. And what was there? Popcorn.
This is a man that gets things done. I think you need him on the team.
We get things done, Joey. I'm making policy. So I just want you to know, as ownership now, if you need a liaison with the fans and someone with experience in getting this done, not talking about it, getting things done, I want you to know we're there for you.
I truly appreciate it. Is your friend Liquor Rick?
Yes, that was the original founder of it. Yes.
Unbelievable. I had no idea.
Yeah.
What a small world. There you go. To my point, right? This is our town. This is our city. This is our team. Like I got to meet the team yesterday. Ashton and Brianne and I got to talk with them. And that was literally what I conveyed to them. You know, they asked, like, why? Like, why invest in our team, our sport? Two reasons. One, because Christine Sinclair is literally the reason that I'm a soccer fan. Like, I watched her play at UP, and it was the NCAA quarterfinal Notre Dame. And you want to talk about an athlete. And not just an athlete, but just like a badass athlete. Like, she was, I walked away, you know, after my only experiences at that point being, you know, men's soccer players getting carried off on stretchers, and then you get to the sideline and start running laps around the place. Like, Christine Sinclair, I'll tell you what, like, that is one of those seminal moments that sticks out in my mind where I said, not only am I a soccer fan after watching you, but I'm a women's soccer fan, and you're my favorite. And number two, why? Because I love Portland. Right? Like I said a minute ago, like, it's Liquor Rick. It's, you know, it's Nick's Coney Island down the street. It's Lenny the Barber, right, who, you know, right across the street from Hawthorne Liquor there. Like, it is... My mom went to Sunset. My dad was the principal at David Douglas. My mother-in-law went to St. Mary's. Like, I met my wife at Central. Like, we live in the neighborhoods where we grew up. Like, there's something different about Portland. Like, there is a connectivity that is really, really special. And it's, and for those of us who have been here our whole lives, like, it lives in us. So, I'm thrilled to hear that Hawthorne Liquor is a representative down in the table area, and I might have to come down and have a bucket of popcorn with you.
Get down there, man.
So one more quick one for you before we pivot over to American football. But how does – I mean, I totally get your connection to this, but I know that the investor group also includes Bryce Young and also includes Brandon Cooks. How did guys like that get involved? Obviously, Brandon has an OSU connection, but I'm not sure about Portland, and Bryce Young, as far as I can tell, doesn't really have much of one. So how do those guys get involved, and what's their interest like?
Right. So there was, like I said, it was a much longer process than we probably have time for. We, Ashton and I, ended up being included in an investor group, an investor arm out of Newport, right? And so it's a fund that isn't just specific to us.
Sure.
Brandon Cooks is, you know, obviously has Oregon ties. I think Bryce wanted it, you know, just to be part of, because he believes in women's sports and the NWSL. Jeremy Abobase, former Portland Timber, is also part of the group. Yep. So I think what the ownership group, what the Raj group, the Bethal family wanted to make sure is that they made room for people who didn't just want to put their money into a, you know, just to say I'm an owner of a team, right? They wanted to make room for people like Ashton and Brianne and I who were passionate, right? Like people who actually wanted to be part of the process. And so they made room within an investment group that also includes other people, like you mentioned. So that's kind of how that all works out.
Well, we kind of buried the lead here today, Joey. This is an excellent story. We're excited for you. We're excited for the Thorns. But you lied to us recently, and we're going to have to discuss that next. You've got something to answer for.
Yeah.
And we will discuss that next on Storytime with Joey Harrington, brought to you by ModSpeedyX.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to Story Time with Joey Harrington. Awesome stuff about the Portland Thorns ownership. Pretty exciting time to be involved in that. The team's been doing well, and Joey now gets a piece of it.
I have some concerns, though, that one of the owners now is...
We have integrity concerns.
Integrity, yes. Yeah. I'm concerned.
Hold on. Don't be going this route. Just come out and say it. What are we talking about?
Oh, we will.
Let me sit through a commercial break. Sitting through a commercial break, wondering about what I lied about?
You know what you did. Actually, I don't think you do know what you did. You were asked directly on this show.
Yes.
I think it was 3 weeks ago when the first Generation O uniforms with DeAnthony Thomas came out. Mm-hmm. We asked if you had been consulted in any such project, and you flatly denied any involvement.
Yes.
And yet, we have to see your beautiful face and your immaculate head of hair.
Like 2 weeks later.
In a teaser video that we knew nothing about, introducing the new Generation O uniforms, which, by the way, are freaking sweet.
You want the honest truth?
That's what we're here for.
I think we deserve it, because I don't think we got the honest truth last time, and quite frankly, as a loyal member of the Thorns Army, it hurts my feelings.
They made you sign an NDA, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it's the Rose City Riveters, and number two, I didn't get the call until after I talked to you.
No,
I did tell you the truth. I will produce text message screenshots. I will send them over to you, and you can recant your accusation on live air, because I do not lie to my friends. I may not invite you to come sit on the green couch, but I do not lie to my friends, and I show up to appointments, unlike Rob. So thank you. Apology accepted in advance. I was not contacted until after you guys raised the question. And then, yes, I did shoot a promo with an incredible head of hair that I had not gotten cut for a while. And no, the orange Nike mailbox does not exist on my on the sidewalk anymore. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Okay, two things. One, seriously, the hair, whatever you're doing, it really is. It's
biotin game? Like, what is that?
Yeah, what are we? There's botanicals in there. It looks great. But you expect us to believe.
Lavender and hibiscus.
Okay.
You expect us to believe that in the 2 weeks since we talked, that you were contacted, agreed, shot, produced, released said video? It's suspect, Joey. Suspect. There's not enough time.
I'm pulling up. Okay, hold on.
You're driving. Be safe, please.
I'm in the car right now. I cannot do this. I cannot legally or morally pull this up. I will be sending you the text message as soon as I stop driving, and you will, immediately upon receipt, apologize on air for said accusations.
We'll see. I am open to the idea that I am wrong, but I'll tell you right now, it's suspect. The timeline doesn't add up. It just doesn't.
Oh, it does. It does. Mm. It does. In the words of Terry Hatcher from Seinfeld.
Yeah, they're real.
Oh, yes. It is real, and it's beautiful.
Seriously, the uniforms.
Oh, no, it's not beautiful. It's spectacular.
Spectacular.
Dang it.
Spectacular. Yeah, they're real, and they're spectacular. The uniforms, by the way. Dude, they hit those things out of the park.
Also spectacular.
I mean, and this is a bold statement, because I haven't always loved everything that Oregon's done. I think in recent times they've gotten it right more often than they haven't. I'm making a bold statement right now. Dude, that's the best thing they've come up with. That's the best uniform combo that they've ever had.
Well, it's the combo of, like, the, because it's not really the original O helmet, right?
Right.
It's the apple. It's got an apple green, but it's got the metallic finish. But O's back on the side. But then you combine it with the Pat Johnson, you know, those Pat Johnson uniforms, the with the yellow and the green. Is it green pants?
Yeah.
Yellow, all green. All green. I mean, it's just it's so good.
It works.
So good.
Can we make an official, like? Can we start a declaration? I know that it's innovative and there's lots of different colors. Can we just make that the official green? Like, that green just works. It should be in everything they do.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. There was something I was going to say. Oh, yes, the video itself.
Yeah.
There were so many great lines that got left on the cutting room floor. Mm. I was so, like, the video turned out great. But it could have been, they did an incredible job. But I had this bit about gout, like, you know, because that was the whole thing of, like, playing up, like, how old the helmet was and playing up how old I was. You know, it was like, dear Nike, how are you? I am fine.
Except
the
for
last
the gout.
23 years have been good. Well, except for Detroit and that whole stop in Miami and, you know, that whole Bobby Petrino thing in Atlanta, like, oh, we had some good, can you please fix up my friend here and send me some shoes that can cure my gout, and, like, oh, we had some good, really good one-liners in there, but it didn't quite make it.
I did see the slick Harrington Foundation Jordan 1s, though, you were wearing.
Did they have those in there?
Yeah, they see when you're walking to the mailbox. I caught a glimpse. I'm a sneaker guy. I saw.
All right, we had a little product placement. You know, you gotta represent the students.
Yeah.
So I am curious about one thing, and it's much broader, but I think the uniforms is kind of a microcosm of it. I know that these uniforms, they're calling them the Gangrene Generation O, and obviously it's meant to link previous iterations of uniforms from when you played and from when guys before you played. But I know that, you know, 3 years ago, before Dan Lanning got hired, you and a number of other Ducks famously had that letter to Rob Mullins asking or talking about honoring the past and essentially the turnover that had been going on and having some continuity and sticking to what made Oregon, Oregon. It feels like, at least in the last 2 years that we've had with Dan Lanning going into a third, that there has been much more of an emphasis on connecting with older players, with looking back to the past while continuing to push forward. Based on some of the things that you and those other players put in that letter then, do you feel like culturally Dan Lanning is kind of honoring some of that stuff? I know this isn't necessarily his idea, but this feels like one of those things that is connecting the past while also moving forward.
Well, the whole, and we've talked about this, you know, when it came out, the whole point of that was finding a guy who wanted to commit to us, mm-hmm. right? Finding a guy who wanted to say, I love Oregon for Oregon, not as used to get somewhere else that I want to go, right? And that's been the key of all of it. And that's what Dan has done so incredibly well is, like you said, he has embraced what Oregon is. And he has embraced Oregon as a destination rather than a stepping stone and said, we have everything here that we possibly need to make us the best. And that incorporates, not just in terms of resources right now, but we have the history, we have the alums, we have the, you know, I hesitate on the word tradition, because tradition, you know, our tradition is no tradition, right?
Innovation is the tradition.
Our tradition is, yeah, exactly. Like, our tradition is literally buying into the fact that we are good enough, right? We haven't arrived, but at the same point, we haven't arrived, right? Mm-hmm. That's that balance of finding somebody or being willing to push the envelope, being willing to rock the boat while also staying loyal to the program itself, right? That's that delicate balance that was so hard to find for so many years. And Rob and everybody who is involved with that has done such an incredible job, not just with the hire of Dan, but with everything with the program going forward.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I thought it was interesting. I heard someone say the other day that they thought that uniform was kind of representative of what Dan Lanning has done with the program, what the program has done since Dan Lanning got there as far as making sure that connectedness is there.
Yeah, but I think, you know, the idea of these uniforms, the uniform redesign is simply acknowledging the journey that we've had to get to where we are,
yeah.
Right? That's how I see it,
yeah.
Right? Because we are, like we've talked about before, there are the programs out there, Michigan, Ohio State, USC, Alabama, that literally have a century of tradition, mm-hmm. a century of winning. We are not one of those schools. And we are one of, in fact, we are one of those schools that can literally, year by year, trace the steps that have helped us get to where we are, yeah. Right? Start with Bill Musgrave, you know, and him come in the season where they started 5-1, and then he got hurt, and then he takes him to the first bowl game, and that leads to the Rose Bowl team, and Kenny Wheaton and the pick, and that leads to the recruiting class, that becomes our teams in 99, 2000, 2001, which lead to the teams of Dennis Dixon. Like, you can literally take a pen and just go bop, 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 bop. And each one of those teams, each one of those generations had something unique about the uniforms. And the uniforms have become such an integral part of Oregon football's brand, mm-hmm. that I think it's fitting that they would take a step from each of those tangible stepping stones and help create what it is, what these uniforms are going to be going forward. I just thought it was a brilliant use of our short but rapid history, and being spearheaded by somebody who has truly bought in to what this program is, what this program was, and what it can be going forward.
Joey, that is all the time we have for today. I don't know if I speak for Souk or not, but I am tempted to give you the benefit of the doubt on the promo lying gate here.
No.
Pending receipts. Pending receipts.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me just say this. As soon as the car is stopped, there will be photos with highlighted dates coming your way.
Well, thank you for your time. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, and you'll be apologizing soon. Love you guys.
Thank you, Joey. As always, every week, Joey Harrington is brought to you by Mods PDX. The future of building is here. Coming up in the club, frothing wounds. We finally have to get to it. That's next. Primetime, 1080.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.